Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don F. McClure. We have an exciting, and I do mean exciting, show for you tonight. It is Friday, December 12th, 2014, and I am happy and safe on Friday, and I want everyone to take care and also be safe out there. I want to make sure that you're safe because I love my audience. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And man, I am in all kinds of time zones, New Mexico, Canada, just everywhere. Anywhere you go, you'll find me. And all you got to do is listen on your phone. That is really crazy. This show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show or get any of my great books, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button or buy one of my fabulous books. Either way, you'll be supporting a great cause. And this first segment is brought to you by Day Spa 664 Mobile Hotel Visits, where they bring the relaxation to your private room, and they only deal with major hotels in Chicago downtown, so you can't go out to Schaumburg or Mississippi or anywhere else and get their great service. But they are a great company, they do great massages, and they are a major sponsor of my show. If you want to reach me, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number to call. And if you want to email me at McClure, Don S. at yahoo.com, or Don S. McClure at AOL.com, or Don S. McClure at DSM Publications. And yes, as I say every week, I got an awful lot of dirty emails, and that just cracks me up. You can find all my great books on my website, and we have reached. Are you ready for this? Da, 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 da. I like that sound. 26,028 people are now listening to my show, and we are growing. I want to send an extreme thank you, and I do mean extreme, to all my fans and supporters and sponsors. They are just so sweetie-beatie, like I always say. So let's get a few shouts out before we start our show. It's a happy, happy birthday to Vivian Berryhill. She's in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and she has done a lot for my career over the years. She had an article published about me in her newspaper back there when I was doing diversity marketing, and it reached all over the state of Mississippi. So I always have to thank her, and we're good friends. I think she's been going through some problems in the hospital and stuff, but she's a great person. So I definitely want to say happy birthday to Vivian Berryhill, to Brett Thompson. He's my guy in Memphis, Tennessee. He's a great guy, used to be a great politician. He kind of got out of that field for a while, but I wish him luck in whatever he does. I want to send a shout out to Sharon Jordan in Memphis. Happy birthday. She's a nice fan. I want to send a shout out to Michelle, who's in Orlando, Florida. And she's a new listener who is at work right now. but she's stealing a couple of minutes to listen to the Don S. McClure Show. So let me say yay to her. Yay! Hooray, hooray! I like that. To Bonnie Faye Barthel in Sanford, Florida, and to Annette, I have to say, happy, happy Friday to her because she listens to my show, and she's a great supporter, and she's a great friend. My God, she's super. And my friend Bonnie is ordering Dark Side of the Earth to add to her collection of my books, and I want to send to Flo in Suson City, S-U-I-S-U-N. I guess that's Suson, whatever it is. That's in California. And I have to send a shout out to her. She's a new fan. And to Elizabeth in Skokie, Illinois, who is just tuning in for the first time to listen. And I know you're going to enjoy my show. And to Yvette Bentley from Louisville, Kentucky, who is going online to order my book To Have a Friend. And she's another author that I like a lot. And to Nina, who is so special in Chicago, Illinois, who said, and I quote, "I bet not do my show without sending a shout out to her, or she's going to throw snowballs at me every Friday." No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that, but she did say make sure I send a shout out. Because if she hit me with a snowball, I'm going to get her. And she's starting a book club at her home to promote my books. And to Rhea in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, who's listening in her pink chair usually on Friday, but this time she's at a business promotion. And she just might take her phone with her and listen to me. Let me see now. She is a loyal fan, and she is so beautiful inside and out. And to Debbie Thomas, who's a loyal fan in Dothan, Alabama, and to Laura McClure in Birmingham, Alabama, for ordering my book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. And yes, she's a relative. So if I missed anybody, and I do mean anybody, especially Dale, I still want her therapy to bring her around. Blame it on my head and not on my heart, because my head is kind of hard sometimes, and always, it's soft. And oh my God, I'm just a sweetie beady. So let's get this show started after a quick PSA, and then we're going to talk about our subject. So without further ado, which is French, parlez-vous français, I got to get my show started. We're going to play a quick PSA, and when we come back, the blue lights are lit up. We're going to talk about our subject matter, appreciating your joy. But first, let's get this quick PSA in about my books, and then another PSA, and we're going to be rolling. I'm just looking down the board, making sure that everything's in order, and I'll be right back after these quick PSAs.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart, no way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body, go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And I want to make sure that all of you make sure you get checked out, because I want you to be around as long as I'm going to be here. And I'm going to be here for 2,000-3,000 years, probably when they bring everything back and the Romans out there and 6 A.D. You never know. And my producer's looking at me like, okay, Don, man, 6 A.D. Tonight, our featured music artist is Chrisette, C-H-R-I-S-E-T-T-E, Michelle. And her real name is Chrisette Michelle Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. She's born December 8th, so happy birthday to her a few days ago. And she is known as a professional singer. She's a Grammy Award-winning R&B and soul singer and songwriter. So we're going to play some of her tracks. But what I'm talking about tonight is appreciating your joy. Your joy is filled with exciting moments that last for a lifetime. They are the memories of great moments that leave an imprint on your mind and your heart. That first kiss, that first job, that first project that came to life, and you were so proud of what you had created. The first feeling of love between you and someone special that you just could not get enough of them being in your life. I know how that feels. Man, when I was a little boy, I was falling in love almost every day, and it was a joyful feeling. Till my mother called me in the house, told me get in the house. I couldn't talk to him anymore. So I'm going to have to tell you that story. But man, appreciating your joy, where you are, what you're doing, when you wake up in the morning and you find that energy to say, you know what, I've got a heck of a life, and I'm going to continue to appreciate my joy. Not the joy that anybody else brings you, not the joy that anything else turns you around, but appreciating your joy in knowing who you are, accomplishing life, what you have done in life, and what you think you want to do. So I want you to keep that in mind while we talk about that all night for an hour and a half. But I'm going to play this track called Art, A-R-T. It is by our featured music artist, Chrisette Michelle. And it's a song that she wrote called Art, A-R-T. And I like it. And it's going to start our show off. And the blue lights are all on. So let's get started.
You're talking to Prince. You're talking to Beyonce. You're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting. You're talking to Hasse. You're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art.
I'm aware of the mess I made, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the ego.
Go, go.
I ain't stressed by the time I take now. It's all a part of the show. Or Drake,
yeah.
Truth is, I got a bit of
both.
I wasn't born with the funk to fake,
no.
Fuck fanfare for the foes.
Thank you.
talking about a song. I like that when she say, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about art. I'm talking about the akadikadada. I like that. I like that. You're talking about somebody who's appreciating their joy. That is Chrisette Michelle Payne. This girl was born in 1982, and she is coming out just mesmerizing people. Thing I want to talk to you about, appreciating your joy. When you find what you truly love to do, I don't care whether you find it when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 18, when you're 20, whatever it is that you find, you're going to start off by appreciating it. Again, I always talk about when I could not speak as a child. So I really appreciated the joy of being able to get out there and talk in front of crowds, and I was mesmerized. I want you to think back at a moment when you really just appreciated who you were, what you were doing at that time, whether it was a school sweater, enjoying knowing that you saved up your money to get it, whether it was your first car, whatever it was, that you said to yourself, I'm appreciating my joy of being able to do some of the things I want to do, even if it's taking somebody out to their first dinner. I remember when I got my first real, honest-to-goodness, big-time credit card, and I took my dad on Father's Day to a $400 dinner for him, myself, and my mom. And my dad was just so impressed. And I was enjoying and learning to appreciate the fact that I had worked hard enough to even have that kind of credit card. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And yes, I am on fire tonight. I am so fired up. And again, my producer keeps asking me, Don, where do you find these artists at? And I'm like, man, if you spent as many hours as I spent on the internet looking for the tracks, and that's what we call them, for the tracks for the show, you would do that too. So we're talking about you appreciating your joy. Now, most important, that true joy of being who you are with no boundaries, being able to express yourself and your feelings and your ideas and your thoughts, the joy of spending time with a lot of great friends, and the joy of spending time with great family members. That's saying to yourself, you're appreciating your joy, because some people don't get that. The joy you found in a good book or a movie that you just could not forget the words that were spoken or written on a page. I remember when I listened to Arthur Prysock, and we're going to play one of his tracks, I was just so mesmerized. But I learned to appreciate the joy of understanding great poetry. And I'm not talking about nonsense poetry, like the basics, like roses are red and violets are blue. I'm talking about real, honest to goodness, heartfelt poetry that was done from a man's diary. So we're going to talk about that. But I want you to think about that word and think about appreciating your joy. Right now, you have no idea the feeling I get when every Friday I'm able to do my show, and we'll continue to do my show, and getting more and more sponsors. So I want to make sure that you get my books and appreciate that and appreciate me and appreciate just your life. But I want you to think about the holidays that just passed. Thanksgiving was a time to really appreciate your joy, whether you were cooking or being able to go out to dinner. So I want you to let that marinate in your mind while we get to this next track by Earth, Wind, and Fire called Imagination. And I want you to listen to the words, like I tell my audience every week. Listen to the words in the song, too. And like I said, think about what she just said. She considers her song and singing art, not just songs. She say, hey, when you talk about her, you're talking about art. And that's a heck of an appreciation.
Miracle.
I like that, man. That's imagination. And you know what? That is a heck of a song. And I mean, so I imagine my... Man, I used to try to sing that to some little girls. Hey, you know what? I went and got me some Chinese food today. And my producer said he don't believe what's in there. It said, sing and rejoice. Fortune is smiling on you. See, I learned to appreciate my joy. I get good Chinese food, and I think they put good messages in there just because I come. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and the number to reach me is 347-633-9376. It was my boys there. Yes, I can sing. I don't care what nobody says. You listen to the Don S. McClure. Oh, man, I'm screwing up. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show on Friday, December 12th. And, man, that's one of them songs just make you jump around. We're talking about appreciating your joy. And you know what? While you're sitting back listening to my show, just imagine, say, you know what? I am having a great time with that crazy dog. But learn to appreciate where you are. Even if you don't have $10 billion, even if you don't have $100 billion, you got yourself to appreciate. You've got some things that have gone on in your life that are really good. Try to examine the better parts of your life. Not that you won't have some gloomy days, but you know what? There's a lot more better days in your life than there are gloomy. And if you can get up and walk around, and even if you're in the hospital and you know you're going to get out, you're going to put your joy together and you're going to do that therapy and you're not going to be there anymore. I mean, thousands of people are learning to appreciate the joy that they bring to themselves, and that's in their life. Appreciating your joy. And I don't care what it is. If you can create anything, just like when they sing, I mean, they appreciate who they are. So I want you to keep that thought in mind. We're going to talk more about that. And again, remember, appreciating your joy, being able to express yourself and your feelings and your ideas and your thoughts. And again, the joy you found in a good book or a movie, could not forget the words. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump to a track before we get to our featured artist again. It's called I Shall Wish for You, and he's appreciating the woman that he met. It's a poem by Arthur Prysock, but it was written by Walter Benson from his diary. And this is what I'm talking about. After he got together with her, he learned to appreciate all his joy of just having her in his life. So I want you to think about this and maybe get your guy friend or even get a female. Tell her to learn how to say this poem so she could whisper it in your ear. Oh, baby, 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 boo. Let me play this track of my producer giving him eyes like, oh, man. And his wife is over here today. Hey, darling. Oh, they so in love. I hate them. They just kiss all the time.
Each time I know beauty, it shall be through you. When joy lifts me high, or sorrow breaks me. When I love again, my senses conditioned to you will be forgetting you anew. Each kiss that fills my mouth shall fill it with your lips. Yes. Each time my eyelids crumble and close under blood's fire impact. When love strikes home, yours will be the mouth, and yours the disengaging arms. I will be forgetting you in silence and in song. In silence will I dream dreams of you too wonderful to dare aloud. And of words I shall not use for anyone but you. I shall make poems. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. When a bird looks into my window, when a leaf falls before me, when I find a fern in flower, I shall wish for you.
And man, did you hear that? That was just phenomenal. I mean, truly, truly phenomenal. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. Man, that's a heck of a deep poem. I mean, you know what? Just think about the joy he felt when he wrote that. Just to know that you could write words like that and introduce them to another human being expressing how you feel. Man, I used to use them poems a long time ago, too. Oh, man, I was bad. I was a bad play. No, I wasn't. I'm just kidding. Don't let me tell that story. You're listening to the Don McClure Show. More people are tuning in. My blue lights are lit up. We are talking about appreciating your joy. And I want to make sure that you appreciate your joy. Because every time I go on Facebook, a lot of people are always posting about what they don't have, what didn't happen, what happened to them long time ago, what guy they didn't get, what girl they didn't get, what job they didn't get. And you know what? You got to say, but at least I had a job. Now, how do I move forward? You can't stay on your knees forever. You got to take yourself up and move. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only on Friday, Don S. McClure. And my producer said, Don, you're a bad man. You know, I played Shaft one day on my show. I'm only talking about Don. He's a bad mother. Oh, okay. All right. I won't go into that tonight. Man, I've been drinking too much tea. Hey, I'm going to play another track for you. It's called I Am Golden by Chrisette Michelle, who's our featured artist for tonight. And then we're going to talk about that young lady just a little bit. She doesn't have a lot to say, but what she does produce, I think it's just bad. So anyway, I Am Golden by Chrisette Michelle. Out of New York, too. She's a New York girl.
But love's always forever. Let's let true love connect. Let's try lasting together. I'm so ready to love. I'm so ready to promise my all. I'm so ready to give to the day that my life is no more. I'll be everything that this woman could possibly be. Cause I'm ready to be like the olden days when commitment was golden. Be the man of my dreams and get down on one knee, love. Say you'll be all I need and then ask me to marry you. Let's take two golden bands and let's walk down the aisle of love. I'll say I do and you'll say I do. Make us golden commitment, oh. I'm so ready to love, I'm so ready to promise my all, oh. And I'm so ready to give to the day that my life is no more. I'll be everything that this woman could pass. yes, I will. Cause I'm ready to be like the olden days when commitment was golden.
Mesa, my girl in Texas, Leah. I'm going to add this girl to my track, man. I'm going to have a wall full of women that can really sing. Man, I like that song. And I'm ready to get, although now, I'm not ready to get the wedding bands yet. I got to take that out of her song. She said she ready to go down the aisle. She said she ready to love. Man, if my maid or her dad, she'd be saying, okay, Mr. McClure, you know you said that on the radio, you get banged. You listen to Don S. McClure's show, man. I like that girl, Michelle. Chrisette Michelle. We're going to talk about her in a minute. For those of you that just tuned in, we are talking about appreciating your joy, the joy that you bring to yourself, and then examining all the other things around that help you enjoy that. Your first kiss, your first love, the first person you just went Google-eyed about, the first job, the first piece of art you created. I remember as a little boy, the first little crayon drawings, the little stick men. I drew them and put them on my mother's refrigerator. And man, I felt a joy unbelievable, even though my brother took them off and tore them up. And that really hurt my feelings. But that joy was there. I mean, I really enjoyed drawing little stick men. You know, when you really learn to appreciate your joy, you will be a phenomenal person because it won't be based on what anybody else thinks of you. It'll be based on what you think. So for those that are tuning in, we're talking about appreciating your joy. They are the memories of great moments that leave an imprint on your mind and in your heart. Oh, that's so sweet. I like that. I like what I write. I really like that, man. That's good. We're talking about this young lady who just got through singing a track. She's born on December 8th, 1982. Her name is Chrisette Michelle Payne. She's from the New York area. She is considered an American Grammy Award-winning R&B songwriter. She is signed to Motown Records, and she won a Grammy Award for Best Urban Alternative Performance in 2009. Her song, Be Okay. The Art of Love Tour with Raheem Devon in 2008 was a great success. The Infinity Tour, 2010. Woman to Woman Tour, supporting Keisha Cole, 2013. The Liberation Tour, supporting Mary J. Blige, 2013. Appreciation Tour, supporting Jaheim, 2013. Michelle was born in Central Islip. New York, and grew up in, oh Lord, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, Patchogue, whatever that is. She grew up in Patchogue. Her father, check this out now, her father was a sociologist, and her mother is a psychiatrist. Now, you can't ask for better upbringing than that. You've got to turn into something. A sociologist and a psychologist, man. Michelle led gospel choirs in high school. She attended Five Towns College in Dix Hills, New York, and graduated with a vocal performance degree. This girl is phenomenal. Michelle has been featured on several hip-hop albums. She is on The Game's album, LAX, Let Us Live, on the Jay-Z's Kingdom Come, was featured on the second single, Lost One, while on NAS, N-A-S, Hip Hop is Dead. She was featured three times on the album's second single, Can't Forget About You, the Kanye West produced Still Dreaming, and the final track, Hope. She also appeared on the bonus track, Slow Down. I mean, if that's not somebody who enjoys and appreciates their joy, I don't know what to tell you. This young lady is bad. You listen to the Donna S. McClure Show on a Friday. We're going to take a quick break with a PSA. And when we come back, there is more of Chrisette Michelle, whose last name is Payne. And also, we're talking about appreciating your joy. And we just played a bad poem, too, that was just off the charts. So if you're just tuning in, you kind of missed it. But when you get a chance to come back, we're going to make sure you do it again.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Ooh, that's my book, that's my book, that's my book, yes. And we have to play that PSA. My producers say, play it more times. I mean, the sales are really good for that, and we need more sales so I can get to be the top, top, top in the world. You're listening to the Donna S. McClure Show, and I'm about to play a track called You Mean That Much to Me by Chrisette Michelle. She's our featured artist for tonight, and our subject matter is appreciating your joy.
Do you know you can come to me for anything? No, I mean anything. And I'll give you everything. So,
tell me your secret, and I'll tell you mine. Every truth, every lie, every wrong, every right, every heartbreak, every setback, every mistake, every crime. Make me your best friend. If you lose or if you win, if you're a saint or if you sin, and if I don't understand, I'll do the best that I can. Cause all the people push high and low for someone that makes them whole. So I'm not letting go. Cause you mean that much to me. Like a prayer, like a hug. And if that don't do the trick, I can equip with my love. Ask of me anything, any gift, any time, any reason, any time, any need of any time. And if you need something more, I'm scorched, sail out of mind. Cause people search high and low.
Now, you know what? That track was so bad. You could kind of hear that Prince influence in there, and then you heard some of the other Motown influence in there. And I went and got my mop. Now, listen to this now. I had my mop. I threw this yellow jacket on my mop, and I was slow dancing in there. My producer say, man, I'm going to call the crazy house people. Man, and I was jamming. Da, da, de, 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 de. Oh, man, that was nice. If you want to get one of my books, go to www.dsmpublications.net. I just finished a new book called Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, and they are fighting each other over Christmas. And I finished a book before that called I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, and it's about a writer. And that book is really good, man, but I'm cracking up. I told him don't take no pictures, though. He was going to take a video of me dancing with a mop. Even though she had nice hair, the mop head was hanging down. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 7:48. And that was our featured artist, Chrisette Michelle from New York. And I like her, man. I'm going to have to follow that girl, see what else she's got going on. We're going to pace it up a little bit. We're going to bring you my girl, Rihanna, before we get into some more good tracks. She's saying, please don't stop the music. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. Tonight, I'm going out. And I like the way she says, hey, I went to the place. I wasn't looking for nobody. I saw your face. And all of a sudden, I was like, please don't stop this music. So I'm going to get my mop and I'm going to dance while you think about appreciating your joy. And don't forget what my Chinese thing said. It said, sing and rejoice. And that my future is bright and is smiling on me all the fortunes. I like that. I think I write them myself, but I'm not sure. Anyway, let's listen to Rihanna.
Please don't stop the music. Thank you. the music.
Woo! You know what? I like that. I like that song. When I play that, I just dance all over the studio. So you might hear me running up and down steps and everything, and it's just nice. I like that track, though. That's my girl, Rihanna. Now, the thing is, once you learn to appreciate the joy in your life, all the things that are not filled with joy will not matter, because that joy you feel will erase, because that joy you feel will erase all doubt and place you on the path of believing in self. Now, everybody knows that I thoroughly believe that you have to believe in yourself. So when I'm writing these things and I'm talking to you, get rid of all that doubt. And it doesn't matter what age you are when you start. Once you learn to appreciate the joy in your life, all the things that are not filled with joy will not matter. Because that joy you feel will erase all doubt and place you on the path of believing in self. You know what? And that's so important. So when you get those flowers, or you give some flowers, or you give a compliment, even when you say hello to somebody, appreciate that joy that, you know what, you might have made their day. And you're making your own day. I remember when I got my first engagement ring. Well, actually, it might have been my second. But anyway, I was running down the street, stopping people, showing them. I stopped this couple and said, "Ooh, look at my ring." And the girl said, "Ooh, that's beautiful." And I was just so mesmerized with the appreciation of joy. Because I had my little ring, and I'd seen these commercials where the guy runs up and jumps up on some bricks and grabs some flowers out of the flower bed that he didn't pay for, and he gave them to his girlfriend. So now that was a while ago, ladies, so no. But I remember doing that. Just, oh, man, I was so happy. I was appreciating that I had spent a lot of money to get a ring. Oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to do that again. Yeah, I probably will. Let me stop for somebody to email me, for my maid write me and my priest write me and say, "Don, you know you have to come to church." We're going to switch tracks for a minute. There is a track that I want to play by Mesa, and everybody in the world knows I love me some Mesa. And she's one of the top female neo-soul artists. But I want that idea for you to mull around in your head and appreciate that joy when think about it, when a woman's pregnant. She's appreciating that joy even though she can't stand it. She's appreciating that she's bringing somebody else into the world. I want you to reach back and find a moment in time that you truly appreciated the joy of being you.
telling my heart.
You're saying, baby, don't you?
Talked about something great. That's my girl, Mesa, and she wants to live inside her dreams because she's appreciating her joy. Now, I don't know about that waking up 6 o'clock in the morning because I hate early morning. Then she woke up 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, Mesa, you need to go to bed. You need to go to sleep. But she learned to appreciate the joy she had. She was awakened. And sometimes you ever felt like that? You just wake up in the middle of the night, cold sweat, and you say, ooh, I sure miss my Donnie boy. You listen to the Donnie's McClure Show. It is 8:02. And, man, it is the 12th. And I am enjoying myself. We're going to take you over to Cambodia. Actually, we really are. There's an artist that I like called My Q. And I played some of his tracks before on my show. And tonight, he has an album out. Not new. It's called My World. And he's what they call a K-pop artist. Now, you know we have pop artists in America, and bubblegum artists is what I call them. But he's a K-pop artist. And all that means is that the young people in Korea and all the other stuff, they're listening to his music. So they call it K-pop. But anyway, it's called, from the album, My World, and it's called Where Are You? And it's by an artist called My Q. Like Q as in quick. That's what his name is. So anyway, let me play this track because I like him. And again, I want you to keep concentrating on appreciating your joy.
Yeah.
About me. I do believe he's talking about the Don McClure show. You're listening to the Don S. McClure show on a Friday. It is 8:07. And I'm telling you, my producer's shaking his head. And I just got a Facebook thing from my maid. She's talking about Don. I love the way she says my name. Hello, Mr. McClure. I don't think he's talking about you. I'm going to have to fire her if she don't start believing in me. So, you listen to the Don S. McClure show. It's a Friday. And I'm going to play this quick PSA. And when we come back, we'll bring you back to the United States. But we just left and went to a K-pop artist. But right now, we're going to play this quick PSA. And when we come back, I want you to keep thinking about appreciating your joy.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Hey, you know, when that ad plays, I keep going back to the old days, right? And I remember if I was going to the store to get a regular light bulb, not a fluorescent or LED, you know, I took my little boy to the store and we were looking for some light bulbs. And he said, "Daddy, did your girlfriend tell you how to get those light bulbs?" And I pushed the light bulb cart down and said, "No, she didn't tell me nothing." I'm just telling a story. I don't know why you wanted to tell that story on the air. But I like that commercial. Grandpa, did Grandma tell you what to get? I wish they'd write that part out of there. I mean, they act like women are the only one who know what kind of light bulbs to get. Can you imagine that? Did Grandma tell you which light bulb to get? I want you to get the right light bulbs. and maybe pick them out yourself. I don't know. Anyway, you listen to Daughters for Clear Show. It is 8:09. And I just had to tell you that story. I don't know why, man. That was just bothering me that his grandma always tells him what to get. And he's like, did my grandma tell you what to get? Give me a break. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by Leanne LaHavis, Don't Wake Me Up. And you know, all on my show, we go out of the country, into the country. We play Latin. We play Latino music, whatever you want to call it. But it's got to relate to our themes. And tonight, the music is really relating to our theme, appreciating your joy. The joy you found in a good book or a movie that you just could not forget the words. I mean, I like when I wrote that. And then it says the first feeling of love, that first kiss. Now, do a lot of you out there remember what your first kiss was like? And I ain't talking about in elementary school where you kissed some girl on her cheek and ran away. I'm talking about that first kind of ooka ooka kiss, that kiss that made your eyeballs go around. Man, I got to think about that. Anyway, let me play this track by Leanne LaHavis, Don't Wake Me Up. And again, she's talking about appreciating your joy. And in this case, it's her joy. And she's talking to her mother in the living room about this guy that she really likes. And the mother says, hey, it happens. Your eyeballs gonna roll around in your head sometimes. Anyway, let me play Leanne LaHavis.
Don't wake me up, I'm trying to find you. Oh, as I walk through, you're hiding in the corners of my mind. Never fear, I'll be close behind. My only love, I'll follow behind you. I won't go without you. I know your love weighs heavy on my heart, but you are my only counterpart. Will I know why I lost control of my heart and soul? I know you, I can reach through.
because she is truly appreciating her joy. Man, and that's that neo-soul. You know, a lot of artists are doing neo-soul, and it's just a phenomenal thing. I really like that, and I think Chrisette Michelle is singing some neo-soul. That was deep, man. She said, hey, don't wake me up. I don't want to get up out of this joy I'm feeling. Well, you got to think about that. And I think it was three times I was engaged. My producer said, so you sound like you don't want to get married. And that is not it. I do want to get married. One day I shall get married. I like the sound of that. It sounds pretty good to me. Oh, man. I'm having a ball. I've been drinking too much tea. But that's my girl, Leanne LaHavis. Oh, man, that was pretty great. I got to play a track by Kiki Wyatt. And actually, she was the one who was sitting in the living room talking to her mom because she's going to get on the back of her daddy's truck. And she just found this guy that she just can't get enough, appreciating her joy. So with Leanne saying, don't wake me up, and somebody else saying, hey, I can't get enough of you. You mean that much to me. We got a lover show going on tonight. So appreciating your joy. Your joy is filled with exciting moments that last for a lifetime. And I want to think about when you wrote on a note, I like you, do you like me? Mark X in the box. And I know that was a joy when a little girl throw you, heck no, I don't like you. Oh, well, okay, all right. This is Kiki Wyatt, Lie Under You. And I really like this track. Matter of fact, I'm having a ball. It is 8:16, so let me go ahead and play the track.
I'm lying in the back of my daddy's old pickup truck, looking up in the sky at the stars. All I see is you.
A glass of you.
Talk to Kiki. Kiki says she got it bad. It is 8:22. I got this track to play, When I Grow Up, appreciating her joy, because she say when she grow up, I used to play this track all the time, and she say when she grow up, she's going to be a superstar. She's appreciating who she is, and I want you to appreciate your joy, because I am having a ball, man, and I'm going to have to answer all these emails. Yes, I want to get married one day. One day, I do. Senora.
What's going on?
What's up, Rusty?
And you don't care what they say. I love you every time it's good. You know me praising your name.
What's up, Rusty?
And you don't care what they say. I love you every time it's good. You know me praising your name.
Don't you?
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. They all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be named. Wanna know what your name is. Cause see what I was told. Be on magazine.
I like the Pussycat Girls. And they're called the Pussycat Dolls. Man, I like them. Oh, man, she said, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Yes, if you keep asking me to get married, you just might get it. Oh, just might get it. Oh, oh man, I am enjoying myself at 8:27. I got 3 more minutes before I get out of here, so I got to find a track that I want to play. As I always tell you every weekend, enjoy life. That's all you have. And I want to send a shout out to my sister because I love her. She's in Iowa, doing great. She's got her own radio show, and I'm going to be on there, so I'll let you know. I got to send a shout out to all the blog, talk, radio people because you guys got some great shows. And to all the other authors, I really like you. I got 2 more minutes into the show, and I'm going to go out and dance and get what I want. Like you say, ha, 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 ha. I like that song, man. I used to play that all the time. I'm going to play this track called Art by our featured artist, Chrisette Michelle. She's going to take us out of the show, and it's going to play till it can't play no more.
Seconds.
You always, I got 90 seconds. I don't care. Get out of my ear. I'm going to play Art. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, and I enjoyed you. I enjoyed my show immensely.
You're talking to Prince. You're talking to Beyonce. You're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to Art.
You're talking to Art.
You're talking to Sheila, you're talking to Hattie, you're talking to Morella and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to Art.
I'm aware of the mess I make, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the ego.
Go.
I ain't stressed by the time I take, nah. It's all a part of the show. Or Drake,
yeah.
Truth is, I got a bit of
both.
I wasn't born with the funk to fake,
no.
Fuck fanfare for the foe.